From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence Monday voiced his nation's support for the NATO military alliance with Europe.
In the wake of Russian efforts to redraw international borders by force, the United States will continue its leadership role in the Enhanced Forward Presence Initiative and other critical joint actions.
Speaking at NATO headquarters in Brussels, Pence also said too many European countries do not have a credible plan to increase their defense spending. He noted that only the U.S. and four other countries out of 28 member nations are meeting their requirement to spend 2% of their national economies on defense. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Monday the United States does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Donald Trump has in the past advocated. Mattis also vowed to support Iraq through the fight against the Islamic State group. Mattis spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq for an unannounced visit. That visit came on the second day of a military offensive to push Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul.
The Iraqi army continues to surge against the enemy on the west side of Mosul. Despite the casualties they've taken, this is an army that's learned to fight in the middle of a real tough battle.
On Monday, Iraqi forces moved forward, targeting a hill that overlooks the city's airport. President Donald Trump has chosen Lieutenant General Herbert R. McMaster as his new national security advisor. He made the announcement at his Florida home. Mr. Trump called H.R. McMaster a man of tremendous talent and experience. He also said acting advisor Keith Kellogg will now serve as the National Security Council Chief of Staff. This is VOA News. Russia's longtime U.N. ambassador Vitaly Churkin died suddenly on Monday in New York, a day before he would have turned 65 years old. The Russian Foreign Ministry announced his death in a statement, giving no details about the circumstances. Ukrainian officials are already warning that a ceasefire that went into effect Monday in eastern Ukraine is at risk of falling apart. Under the ceasefire announced in Munich by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, both sides, Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists, are supposed to abide by the two-year-old Minsk agreement and withdraw heavy weaponry from the front lines. Just hours before the truce was announced, a separatist leader issued military threats. The chief of a European monitoring mission says there has been a significant reduction in military incidents. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared his nation's forces will liberate the Syrian town of Manbij from the Kurdish YPG and hand it back to local Arabs. The Turkish government accuses the YPG of being affiliated with the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state and is designated a terrorist organization. Any move, however, against Manbij threatens to put Turkey on a collision course with the United States. Dorian Jones explains why.
The Syrian Kurdish militia is a key part of the U.S.-backed coalition marching on the Islamic State's self-declared capital of Raqqa. Analysts warn any attack on Manbij could compromise that operation, given that elements of the YPG would likely withdraw to defend Manbij. Erdogan accuses Washington of reneging on its promise to ensure the YPG would withdraw after it liberated Manbij from Islamic State. The YPG insists it did withdraw, and only local people are now defending the town. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Diplomatic tensions are rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Kang Chol, North Korea's envoy to Kuala Lumpur, called for a joint probe into the death of Kim Jong-nam Monday, telling reporters his side cannot trust the investigation by the Malaysian police.
At the moment, we cannot trust the investigation by the Malaysian police, even though its result would be obtained. It only increases the doubt that there would be someone else hand behind the investigation.
Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak responded by saying his country has no reason to paint the North Koreans in a bad light and expressed absolute confidence in the objectivity of the investigation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.